Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
Now, whether or not you like that music, you have to admit that it's pretty cool. That's beatboxing. And all of that punchy, aggressive, and percussive sound was produced by a human voice. With a whole lot of skill and practice, a master beatboxer can mimic drums or the scratch of a turntable, not to mention new sounds that instruments have never made. In fact, it looks like they've invented brand new ways to use the human voice. That's just one of the things researchers in California have been learning as they've applied modern imaging technology to understand just how beatboxers do what they do. Reed Blaylock, a PhD student in linguistics at the University of Southern California, is a member of that team. Mr. Blaylock, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thanks for having me.
Now, as a linguist, what drew you to studying beatboxing?
Well, I'm interested in how the human mouth creates all the sounds that it creates. I'm interested in how the tongue and the lips and the velum and the vocal folds are all coordinated to produce complex coordinated actions that we find in speech. Beatboxing is a really cool case where we get to see all those different speech articulators working together to do a very intricate and impressive dance.
Well, how did you carry out your study?
So this is a real-time MRI study. The real-time MRI lets us take a look at all the different parts of the inside of the vocal tract, and when we have them all together, we can track the movements of each of them to see how they work together to make sound.
So what did this show you about how they use their mouths to create these incredible sounds?
Well, one of the great findings is that beatboxers are, I guess unsurprisingly, using the same speech articulators that we do in language. So in speech, in English, we use our tongues and our lips to make sounds, and beatboxers are doing the same thing. They're using their tongues and lips to make their own sounds. But what we found is that while some of the sounds beatboxers are making are sounds that we find in language, some of the sounds beatboxers make are sounds that do not occur anywhere in language as far as we know.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Now, whether or not you like that music, you have to admit that it's pretty cool. That's beatboxing. And all of that punchy, aggressive, and percussive sound was produced by a human voice. With a whole lot of skill and practice, a master beatboxer can mimic drums or the scratch of a turntable, not to mention new sounds that instruments have never made. In fact, it looks like they've invented brand new ways to use the human voice. That's just one of the things researchers in California have been learning as they've applied modern imaging technology to understand just how beatboxers do what they do. Reed Blaylock, a PhD student in linguistics at the University of Southern California, is a member of that team. Mr. Blaylock, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thanks for having me.
Now, as a linguist, what drew you to studying beatboxing?
Well, I'm interested in how the human mouth creates all the sounds that it creates. I'm interested in how the tongue and the lips and the velum and the vocal folds are all coordinated to produce complex coordinated actions that we find in speech. Beatboxing is a really cool case where we get to see all those different speech articulators working together to do a very intricate and impressive dance.
Well, how did you carry out your study?
So this is a real-time MRI study. The real-time MRI lets us take a look at all the different parts of the inside of the vocal tract, and when we have them all together, we can track the movements of each of them to see how they work together to make sound.
So what did this show you about how they use their mouths to create these incredible sounds?
Well, one of the great findings is that beatboxers are, I guess unsurprisingly, using the same speech articulators that we do in language. So in speech, in English, we use our tongues and our lips to make sounds, and beatboxers are doing the same thing. They're using their tongues and lips to make their own sounds. But what we found is that while some of the sounds beatboxers are making are sounds that we find in language, some of the sounds beatboxers make are sounds that do not occur anywhere in language as far as we know.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.